Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with...
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What's going on, J-Dub?
Oh, you know, dude, just hanging out.
Is that a new mask?
No, it's just, I've worn it a few times.
Is it?
Yeah, dude.
I never noticed the inlay on the side.
Oh, like the eyes?
No, like the orange cheekbones.
Oh, almost. It's like I think it's like a feather.
It's a feather in your mouth?
Yeah, I think so, because on the side there's...
Oh my. Okay, well.
I don't know why there's a feather in the skull mouth.
But... Now that I know it's a feather, I actually like it less.
All right, sounds great. Thank you so much for joining us, whether you're watching us live, twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia Live, or you're checking out a replay on our YouTube channel under Crazy Town Media, or if you're just watching, well, listening to audio only, Spotify or iTunes with these big ears you got like this with a big old earmuff in them. Thank you for coming into our lives regardless.
Welcome aboard.
We're now best friends.
Stop looking at me after it. Don't look at me. There's nothing I can do with that.
TNT.
What do you want from
What's
me?
What's new with you, man?
Do absolutely nothing. The world is a crazy place, and things are happening. The rainforest is burning down. We can't buy Greenland, so you know why go there?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, dude, I was thinking about going there one time.
Were you?
Not really.
No.
Yeah, but
that's topical, Jonas.
I want to go to Iceland though.
No,
because they say Greenland's full of ice and Iceland's full of green.
That is true.
Yeah, so. I'm actually debating on going to Iceland.
Why? What's there?
Reykjavik?
What the hell is that, dude?
Iceland's sweet, bro.
What'd you call me?
Or maybe Amsterdam, the Netherlands. That might be the other place.
Like the red light district? Is that where you want to go Amsterdam for? Because they got legalized.
Yes, dude. I just want to go where the prostitutes are.
Have you never seen Hostel? Do you know what happened to you over there?
Dude, that's because he found hot chicks at the club that was like, here, take this pill. All right. And then he woke up getting drilled in the knees.
Look, man, being American ain't cool no more than other countries, man. They're sick of our crap.
Yeah, dude.
And they got good reason as far as I'm
concerned. Yeah, man. Hey. But just a little PSA, we'll have 1 week off next week, so don't tune in. But listen to a replay. I'm looking at you. Get out of here.
I know what's happening.
Oh, okay. Oh, Villa Bang Bang says he likes the greens.
What up, fam?
So, we won't be here next week. I am going,
Hey, no, F that, man. Villa Bang Bang, pro boxer, man. Won his fights, all of them.
Yeah, he's basically Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Look him up, Pain Train.
What you got this week, dude? Why don't we
gotta do the
Remember, thing. It's 1, 2, 3, go.
Jonas, I swear to God, I will bite your freaking ear right off your head.
You Tyson now? All right, ready?
I will.
1, 2, 3, Ooh! I'm mixing it up next week, because I'll be in Ohio.
Yeah, you'll be mixing it up by not being here.
Yeah, that's my favorite way to mix it up.
Don't give me the Isaac face. let's start out with... Well, let's do this story, Jonas.
All right, cool. I like them.
We all love board games, right?
Oh, my God.
And when we were children, we loved toys.
Dude, what's your favorite board game?
Probably Monopoly, because it allows me to be the most maniacal and self-servant.
Oh, it's like you love capitalism so much.
I like the idea of it in a board game, but yeah, capitalism is cool.
All right, cool. I was always a big fan of
Chutes and Ladders.
Mousetrap.
Mousetrap. It never worked.
Yeah, I know.
It never did what it was supposed to do.
I'm an optimist, man. I always hoped.
And then you always lose the little man in the...
Yeah, dude. The guy in the tub. You know what other game? I did like Chutes and Ladders. You know why?
Yeah.
Because I like losing everything I worked for.
Candyland? You ever play Candyland?
Yeah, Game of Life was fun. You get to get kids and
now,
stuff.
You know what? I didn't like Life. Because
why,
I didn't like the spinner. It had
dude, it was jank.
It had the little tongs on it. I hated that.
Dude, I always had so many kids that were piled up in the car on top. I was like, why do I need 92 kids?
You know don't, man. I don't understand how you scored points for that, man. You're pushing yourself into an early grade.
Basically, they were like, how much assistance can you get when you have 97 kids?
In the game of life, where do I get government assistance? Where can I pick my stamps?
All the kids.
Because I got like 7 kids in the back of this pink beetle.
Uno did destroy families.
Yeah.
You're absolutely
right. It honestly did.
So what's up, man? What's going on board games?
All right. So the company Hasbro.
Dude, they made My Little Ponies, too.
They made Peppa Pig products, My Little Ponies, and Furbies.
Oh, wow, dude. Hasbro's legit.
Yeah, man. They've done the toys of our lives, you know?
I want to say G.I. Joe was Hasbro, too, but that may be wrong.
I know X-Men. I think X-Men. Well, some. Either way. They acquired Death Row Records.
I did hear this.
In a $4 billion deal.
I heard this.
$4 billion.
So, where's Tupac Pony coming out, dude? Gangsta got Thug Life tatted on the side.
The thing is that they do have the option to do that with the product.
Dude, they could make Death Row Monopoly. They so should make Death Row Monopoly. Oh my god!
I wish you could see my face because my mouth is a gate. But that it would be so cool.
It would be awesome.
Though I don't think they have like the likeness properties.
Just the music.
Yeah, and even that is like.
And, you know, as a family company, the one thing that goes so well with family everything is gangster rap from the 90s.
That's a good point, Jonas, because there's a good chance that during that time period, a lot of artists did not have their own masters. Usually the label companies take over the masters.
Right.
And that's how most of the money is made through playing your song in royalties.
Right, right.
So that's actually kind of messed up, Jonas. They might be able to use, like, Snoop Dogg in the next My Little Pony video.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, in the thing I read, it was like they have rights to, like, Dr. Dre's music. Like, yeah, Dr. Dre, the earphone billionaire, can't even play his own record at his bar mitzvah.
You'd think at this point you probably would have bought him. But either way.
Dre don't care. He got that beat money, dude. He don't give a shit. He's like, I made an album called The Chronic. I don't even remember that.
2001. So either way, apparently what happened is that Hasbro bought another company called Entertainment One.
Yes.
And this company had a music division that consisted of the Suge Knight, Dr. Dre, company that they helped make together in 1991 of Death Row Records.
Yes.
Apparently Death Row Records filed for bankruptcy in 2006. And they had actually been passed around a few times.
Yeah, I saw it was like 6 times they didn't buy, dude. If I had money, I'd buy them. Would you buy Death Row?
No, dude, they went bankrupt.
But the music's still valuable.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that is a point.
I'd put out like Tupac action figures. I'd be like,
you can't just go around using people's likenesses, though. You don't own the person just because. Right. Jonas.
Oh,
Jonas always trying to own people.
God damn it.
They were bought by Entertainment One in 2013 for $280 million, which is still, that's pretty good for a record label. That's a lot of money, though.
Yeah, dude, when your owner murders people in a parking lot with a car, it drops the value of anything, man. Just saying.
Look, I'm not going to defend Suge Knight. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you should.
But I'm just going to educate people is that he did do some good. He is not all that bad man. He is a lot of the bad man.
Yes.
But there's good on both sides. Okay.
Is there?
That fucking Jonas.
I'm sure Charles Manson bought someone a birthday present.
Jonas, goddammit. Okay, you're right. He's a piece of shit. But it's not his fault that he is. It is completely his fault.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right, Jonas. I'm not going to defend Shug.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're not? All right,
but
cool.
I hear he had a really big bank account.
He likes cigars.
But either way, Death Row, Hasbro, Tupac Furbies coming out 2020.
Tupac Furbies.
You know what? And fuck that, Jonas. The Monopoly Man Hasbro product, he was a fucking gangster.
He was.
Monopoly Man, if he comes to a party, you know he's shutting. He walks around in a fucking suit with
a monocle.
Yeah. Human trafficking, Jonas.
Wow. Holy shit, he's Epstein?
I mean,
speaking of Epstein.
And Operation is a Murder Sim. I had to get that one out.
Wow.
Yeah, Jonas, you're taking body parts out of a person.
Yeah, but you get penalized if you do it rough.
Well, I mean, they're telling you how to
it's black
properly.
It's blackmarketkidney.com.
Exactly. Properly disposed. There you go.
So speaking of suicide, suicide rates in our country are the highest they've ever been. Well, not ever. Since World War II.
Snowflakes.
It is. Jesus Christ. So it has increased 33% from 99 to 2017. 15 to 64-year-olds between – it was 10.5 in 100,000 people then. Now it's 14 in 100,000 people. The reason I bring this up, the government has finally petitioned to make the suicide prevention hotline a three-digit number. It will be 988 instead. So if you dial 988, you can get to the suicide prevention hotline. It hasn't started yet. It's a lot easier to remember.
Is this
like,
real?
Like, yes, it is. Not. It's a lot easier to remember than, oh, I'm feeling really bad. I want to die. What's that 1-800-273-8255 number? So you're feeling bad about yourself? Dial 988, man.
Really?
Yeah, it's coming soon. I think that's wonderful.
I think it's great, too. Yeah. But it is. It's kind of crazy that it's come to that point, man. You know. But mental health, it's a real thing. And
yeah, man. Like, I just saw that, and I was like, that's really cool. Because, like, dude, that number doesn't even have an acronym. Like, if it was 1-800-SUICIDE, like, then you'd be like, oh, just 1-800-SUICIDE.
Yeah, but then who the fuck can spell suicide when you want to kill yourself?
Suicide doesn't make you not able to spell
it. I can barely spell suicide, and I don't want to kill myself.
Fair enough. All right, that was just a quick hit I had. So I want to get into a real story now. Let's talk about mental health, dude. I like it. We've talked about mental health numerous times.
We have, man, and we always treat it with the reverence it deserves. Dial the real number now and then later dial the other number. Yes. If you're yes. sad, and I hope you get better.
Absolutely.
Stop being sad, please.
All right. TNT Dynamite.
Yo.
They have discovered a way to determine your risk of death.
Is it counting the rings around your ankles?
I thought you were going to say anus.
No, why would I say that?
Because you're foul mouth, dude.
I'm not.
No, they've identified 14 molecules in the blood that are associated with dying from any cause.
Huh.
It says that if they put a score based on the molecules, they can predict your risk of death.
Okay. Okay.
So it said it can encourage lifestyle interventions. Another thing that they said it could do would be to judge how what's the word I'm thinking of? Like if an old person isn't fit for like something for a surgery or something, if they're not like able to, you know, what's the word I'm thinking of? You know what I'm talking about? Like when they're like, eh, you could have the surgery, but just having the surgery is a risk because of your symptoms and your.
God. Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I can't think of the word. There's a word for it. So it said, you know, it said they can do this at any point in somebody's life. They said, they used blood work and health data from 44,000 Europeans aged 18 to 109.
Dizam.
And it says the biomarkers independently associated with morality, but they're not all necessarily saying that you're going to die sooner or later. For an example is it said the ratio of polysaturated fats to total fatty acids in your blood is actually a sign that you're decreased risk for death. And then another one is like your glucose levels is something that could say you're at a higher risk for death.
I mean, diabetes.
Yeah, right. But it said like of all these things, they said they could give a pretty good gauge. Like it says the results, if they put the results into a model, they'd be pretty accurately able to predict a 5 to 10 year morality risk better than a conventional risk factors now.
So, all in all, what you're saying is that through simple blood tests, because testing like triglycerides and shit, that's pretty basic.
Yeah, 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 right.
They can decide whether or not you're going to die within...
It says 5 to 10 years. And it said it could work for any age group or whatever. But they can, like, identify...
Can they fix it?
Well, it said, yeah, it could help you make, like, life-altering problems. Like,
fix my fatty acids.
Well, the fatty acid it said was good.
I mean, well, I need more of them, then.
All right.
Give me some acid fat.
How do you get that?
Give me some fat acids right now.
Some fat acids?
I said fat acids.
Oh, okay. No, man, I don't know. I think that's pretty cool. Like, if you could take a test and be like, you'd be dead within 5 years.
I don't want to know. Just let it happen, man. Dude. I'm cool.
If you could find out like when you were gonna die, you wouldn't want.
I wouldn't want to know a general time. If you could tell me like the second of the day, then yeah, and I'd probably just take myself out.
What
like,
if they
the
could
morning.
Give you a plus minus 7 days? So you like had like a
week?
So you had like a 2 week frame. You knew you were gonna die within.
And what is it gonna be like? Some last final destination type shit?
No, they don't tell you how. Like, if you they just know when. So you're like, TNT Dynamite, February, the first 2 weeks of February, 2059, you're going to die. And that's what you could find out. And that's it. That's all they knew. Would you do it?
Okay. See, this is the thing, Jonas. All right. Let me break this down before I answer this question.
All right. That's fine.
I need to know if it's final destination where you're going to live until this time. And then whether you like it or not, whether you're healthy or not, something's going to kill you.
Okay.
It could be some just sequence of events, but we've narrowed it down magically. Or if it's your body's going to give out at
Like you're fighting an illness for 5 years.
Yeah, because if I know that I'm going to be fighting this illness and I'm just going to die in my quality of life, I'm like, look, I'm dying in like a month, man. I'm ready to go.
I got you. That makes sense. But
then there's still a chance with option B that I could die at any point leading up to that.
Correct.
I could die sitting right here, Jonas.
But you knew that you wouldn't, because you would know it was in that 2 week period.
I mean, but it's just because of illness. If it's final destination where you're gonna live until this day, then yeah,
and everything's normal, all of a sudden you're just gone one day.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me if it's final.
I would much rather have a final destination type of death than like for a long time.
Right? I don't want to be sick for months and then just die, so.
I'd rather, like, I go out to the store to get some fucking milk and never come home.
Exactly. Like,
you think everything's normal? Boom.
Yeah, because with option B, every time I get a cold, I'm going to be like, oh, shit, is this the big one?
Is this what starts the process?
I'm going to have this cold, and then I'm going to get cancer AIDS, and it's just going to take me out, but I'm going to have to suffer for 20 years. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You'll find out.
I need final destination.
If it was final destination, you'd want to know.
Yes, but not the other way around.
Yeah.
Because then I'm just going to be thinking, oh, I'm good. I'm going to get complacent, and I don't want that.
Oh, I got you. And then you just, like, lay around, like, I got 37 years left.
Yeah, but if it's magical final destination, I'm like, hey, I have every right to be complacent.
That's true, I guess.
I'd go out there and start, like, throwing myself in front of trains and shit. I'd become a superhero, Jonas.
I think you could still die. It wouldn't be like...
No, it's magical final destination. Oh. I get to live until that point, no matter what. The universe is already set.
Oh, well, that's not what I asked you. You're taking this to a whole new level. You're like, if I get magical powers, then fuck yeah, I'm going to stay until knowing I'm going to die, dude.
That's what I do. I take it to the next level.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, cancer AIDS, man, taking people out just like Ligma.
Ooh.
All right, Jonas. So, marijuana.
Oh, my God.
It's
who does
a
that?
Hot button issue in this country, Jonas. Hot button.
Yeah. I like buttons.
That's the end of my story. No, I'm kidding. 11 states have legalized it.
Yeah.
22 states have legalized it for medical use.
Right.
Recently,
yes.
Texas legalized CBD production.
Yes.
Which requires hemp.
Oh, yeah, this story. Ohio did the same thing.
I'm getting there, too. Yeah. Hemp is technically just weed with a THC level of 0.3 or lower.
Right.
Which means that it cannot have the psychotropic effects that... Is it a psychotropic? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
It's the effects that
marijuana... Can't get you high, Craig.
It can't get you high, essentially.
Right. It's like that stuff you get for like $50 an ounce, and no matter how much you...
Oh, that shit that your friend found underneath the bus stop.
The Youngstown Brown.
The Youngstown Brown. Oh, God. I never tried it. Texas recently legalized the CBD production,
yes.
Which legalized hemp. Ohio and Florida did likewise.
Yes, yes.
The problem is that the police departments do not have the equipment to legally test the hemp versus the marijuana.
Right, so they can never find out the THC content.
Yeah, not yet. They don't, they, the law kind of got passed through too fast for them to keep up with it, because the equipment is very expensive and you have to supply all your precincts with it.
Oh.
And it's just, it's a lot to go through.
I've never heard of a government passing through a bill really fast without thinking through all of the options.
Oh, yeah, Brexit.
Hey, that's not passed yet.
So the problem with hemp versus weed is that dogs cannot tell the difference.
Okay.
The kits that the police officers have on them currently cannot tell the difference.
Okay.
And the smell test is not an option, but they smell the same anyway.
Okay. So what you're telling me is they just legalized.
Essentially, yeah, they kind of inadvertently legalized,
well, decriminalized
possession.
Yeah. Decriminalized, yeah.
You can still get in trouble for paraphernalia.
Yeah, yeah, if you got a pipe, you're still in trouble.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, I guess, honestly, even if you had it distributed up, they probably couldn't do anything because they can't test it to make sure it is. So even if you had like 100 baggies,
100 baggies of hemp,
of hemp, they can't. What are
each
they
one
do?
Of these is for a bracelet, officer. I'm very efficient with my with my production.
My CBD laboratory in my basement.
Yes.
So for these police officers to take and test every person who they catch with possession, it would cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars to take them to actual laboratories within the state.
Okay.
Have private laboratories do the test.
Oh.
So it's out of options. So a lot of these police or a lot of these towns, cities, and police departments have decided just to throw out the cases
right.
At this point if you're caught for possession, which, like you said, basically legalizes marijuana.
Yeah. Well, I think if they pulled you over and you had 100 baggies, that would be a case to take it to the state lab.
Yeah.
They just found like a bag in your pocket that had like this much in it. They're gonna be like, "I'm taking that. Go the hell home." But if you had like,
but they legally can't even take it.
Okay, then go home. That's what they're gonna say instead. And then, but if you're like, here, officer, here's my array of THC baggies of just hemp. They're gonna be like, we're gonna hold you and figure out what this is.
Basically. Let me throw one little thing in, Jonas. There was a friend of mine.
Okay.
Who, you know, he was working the second shift.
Okay.
Got into his vehicle. I'm speaking about a friend of mine.
Okay.
And he was smoking a little bit of the marijuana.
You know someone who smoked marijuana?
I know one guy. All right, I'm talking about him. It's his story.
I can't believe you associate with somebody
I know,
that.
Jonas.
Oh my
it's
God.
Awful.
Marijuana?
But he was smoking.
You inject marijuana? do you hear that story? I'll get to that next. Go ahead.
He was smoking weed on his way home from work. Long hours, man. You want to smoke? Just unwind a little
bit. Get off work. You just take a hit.
He only lived maybe like 3 miles down the road.
Okay.
So, you know, yeah, he was driving under influence, but he wasn't only driving 3 miles. Either way.
Did this happen in Texas or in Ohio?
This happened to my friend in Ohio that I knew.
Okay.
And he pulls up and there's police lights there. And he's thinking to himself, this has got to be like an accident or something.
Yeah.
He pulls up. Cars are moving kind of slow. Finally gets up. Sobriety checkpoint.
Oh, shiza.
The cop knocks on the window. My friend rolls the windows down. The cop says, how you doing tonight? He says, I'm fine. He says, where are you headed? He says, I'm just going home, officer. He said, is there any more weed in the car? My friend hands over his marijuana and hands over the one hitter that he had.
Yeah.
And got caught on the paraphernalia charge and the possession charge.
Whew.
The moral of this story is that you got to know your rights. The smell test is not probable cause for a police officer to search your vehicle.
What? Really?
100%. That is a violation of human rights.
Unless you say
you are allowed to smell any way you fucking want. And the cop cannot check your car. My friend didn't know that. Now you do.
Yeah.
And now you do. The smell test is not viable.
What is probable cause?
If he sees you with it.
Oh, I gotcha.
But smelling it, not probable cause. And that goes out to anybody who fucking watches this video.
All right.
I wanted to get that out.
What do you do? You tell him get a warrant? Say, no, I'm good?
You just say, no, officer, and then you keep moving. And then he says, no, you cannot search my vehicle. Am I being detained?
Yeah, right. That's the word you always have to say to them. Is am I being detained?
Am I being detained or can I go?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'll see you.
Yeah, have a good night, sir. So anyways, there was a guy, like a Republican somebody on Fox News somewhere, and they were talking about California and something about releasing criminals. Instead of calling them like ex-cons or whatever, they want to call them like rehabilitation challenged or something. I don't know. And he goes, we can't have people out here defecating in the streets and injecting marijuana. And everyone was like, excuse me?
Yeah, you can't be injecting that. Butt chugging and injecting THCs.
I did look at Snopes though. He did say it, but he did correct himself on the broadcast. And yeah. He misspoke or whatever, but everyone ran with the
because it's funny and stupid.
It's like the racist guy being like, we're a peaceful racist group. It's like, fuck, I didn't mean to oops.
Yep, you didn't mean to oops, but you did.
Yeah, right. So all right, man. TNT Dynamite.
What do you want?
Have you ever heard of someone getting divorced?
Oh, yeah. I know a couple of those.
I've heard that happens to people. What, dude?
Nothing. I was just stretching my thumb out.
Hitchhiking.
I was stretching the thumb, dude. You know, I got the stigmatism.
That's right. I know exactly. So, you know, most of the time when people get divorced, never mind. People get divorced for whatever fucking reason they want. I was going to say they always have good reasons.
I was wondering if you were going to get real deep and personal like you did last week.
I didn't get deep and personal.
You got a little deep and personal last week.
Get out of here, dude.
Overboard.
Telling fucking seagull eating your food stories.
Yeah, topical.
Talk about child scars from seagulls eating Burger King. So... All right, so sometimes the reasons aren't always the best.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes they are. Sometimes people get beat, they get hit, they get abused.
Wait, hold the fuck up, Jonas. You got to go ahead and clarify now, because you're talking about domestic violence.
That's the reason people get divorced. It's also bad sex.
All right.
Financials.
It's not a joke. You were laughing.
Dude, I wasn't laughing.
You're laughing right
I'm
now.
I'm laughing at you being an ass. All right, but... In the United Arab Emirates.
What the hell did you say?
United Arab Emirates.
What the
UAB.
Fuck is that?
It's a country, bro.
I've never heard of that shit.
Is it? Google it.
I'm not.
Mr. Google will tell you all about it.
I'm fucking Google it.
UAB.
Just fucking tell your story while I'm Googling.
A woman filed for divorce from her husband. Took him to court.
United Arab Emirates.
She said her life was hell. TNT Dynamite.
Why?
Because he was so kind to her. She said he never yelled at me or turned me down. I was choked by his extreme love and affection.
Jonas, where are you going with this?
He cooked, and we had no disputes in our year long marriage.
They're only married for a year?
She said, I just long for a day of a dispute, a real disagreement. Oh. She said, I told this man he was fat. He went on a goddamn diet and exercise and got himself back in shape.
Yeah, how dare he?
What a bitch.
You mean the guy?
sounds like a cuck ass.
He sounds like a pretty big bitch to me.
Yeah, dude. So like, I don't know why this dude thought that he wasn't about to get divorced.
You tell me, I'm fat. I'm gonna eat a whole pizza in front of your ass, like bitch.
No, man. But yeah. So like, it's just to show that like they always say, nice guys finish last. It's fucking true, dude. You marry someone, you're good to them. They're like.
Yeah, I mean,
not everybody wants that, man.
It is definitely sad how a lot of people just kind of feed off of conflict, and they need like a little bit. Like, I understand the whole excitement thing,
right.
Come on, man. Mundanity is really one of the most beautiful things in life.
Yeah, but you know what? You say you've never been in a relationship. You've been in a while, and you're like, God, I'm kind of fucking bored.
Let's piss him off or piss her off. No.
I know. I never do that. But, like, no, just a relationship where you're like, man, the last 6 months have been the exact same day. I've been living Groundhog Day.
God, that's beautiful. You know.
I know what happened with you.
What? What? Well, what? You're not dating me, bitch. So what happened? what happened?
I was hoping you would say it. I was trying to.
You're trying to tell me what happened.
To lure it out. You're like, damn right, you know what happened. I don't know. I thought I was going to pull it out of you.
Yeah, she'd receive some of the best dicking down she ever got every day.
After 6 months of Monday, you thought the relationship was boring.
And then she'd have to go get me a glass of juice. That's what's going to happen every day.
Wow.
I want red flavored.
What? Red flavored what?
Juice.
Sex?
Juice, motherfucker.
Oh.
You know me and my juice.
Wow. The court told her no. Was like, you gotta try to reconcile this shit.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Can they do that?
They adjourned it. Yeah, because they can, I think if you go into court, like, with a divorce and you're just like, oh, because you always have to say it's like irreconcilable differences or whatever. Huh. And, like, if you go into the court and you're like, he's so nice to me. He cooks for me. He never does anything wrong. I just want to argue with him. And they're like, do you realize what you're saying, right? Like, people would kill for that.
Yeah, yeah. So, obviously, that girl was a little crazy. I bet she was hot as hell, though.
Maybe.
That's what I think it is. Like, I can already picture the couple. I don't know if I'm right.
But I don't know if you're right either. There wasn't a pictogram next to it. So.
But I can picture the couple, and she's hot, and he ain't as much.
Oh, okay.
By the way, man, United Arab Emirates has a very sweet-looking flag.
Does it? What's it look like?
It's like red. Look, dude, it's like red with a green and then a white and then a black.
Oh, that's pretty neat. It's like four colors but all blocks.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Look it up.
But I also, speaking of like causing shit, I saw a thing on the interwebs. It was a video of a girl. And she was like,
Jonas, we don't want to know your porn.
No, it's nothing to do with pornography.
I thought it was your Pornhub history, dude.
No, dude, it's cool. We'll put that up on the website. Don't you worry. Ruse through. So, she's like, she starts filming herself. She's like, I'm that kind of bitch who just, if my man, sometimes I just got to rattle his feathers. Sometimes. He has a big meeting that day. I'm gonna fight with him for no reason, just so when he's in that meeting, he's thinking about how pissed he is at me when he's supposed to be doing something important. And I was like, this bitch, dude. Like, there's people like that in this world.
Some people are like that.
Oh my god! I was just like, it blew my mind. It just was like,
some people are like that, man. I don't understand it.
Yeah, dude. I don't know.
I too love manipulation for my own, you know, but. Do it to benefit
just
others.
Just to ruin your partner's day, you just fuck with them.
Like, I would never do that.
Why would that? Like, what? No. That's like, what do they call that? Sociopathic?
That is a sociopath.
Yeah, you're just causing your partner emotional pain to cause them emotional pain.
Good. I am not a sociopath. That is sociopath.
Right, exactly.
I've been battling with that if I'm a sociopath or not all week. I think I'm pretty close.
All right.
West Palm Beach, Florida, Jonas, because it wouldn't be a podcast without at least one Florida story.
Oh, Florida man's here.
And I figured I'd bring the heat. Actually, it's not even a man, but it happened.
Florida woman.
No, not a woman
Florida
either.
man.
A family from New York. I do not know their name, and it is not important. But they decided to buy a $700,000 home in West Palm Beach.
Oh, what's there?
Like expensive homes.
Oh, okay.
$700,000.
That's not cheap.
Yeah. So this home came furnished with multiple bedrooms and bathrooms and even an indoor enclosed pool.
Oh, it came with, it's furnished.
Oh, well, no. I mean, they probably did all of that.
Oh, they got the pool, though. That was part
of it. Yeah, I just said there was rooms.
Oh, I thought you said wombs. I was like, yeah, it probably was that, too.
There were plenty of rooms and the pool.
Okay.
So pretty cool. You know, nice house, man. They got the money. Good for them. Get that expensive house, fam. All right. But when they arrived, they were greeted by hundreds of vultures.
Oh, my God.
Swarming on and around their home. These vultures were everywhere.
Okay.
And
I've never seen a vulture in my life.
You've seen vultures here. We live in freaking Texas, dude. I've seen a vulture eating a dead cat once.
Wow.
I was like, holy shit, that's just a vulture in the city. He's eating a cat.
Fair enough.
It's like being in New York and just seeing like a rat eating a fucking cookie on the sidewalk, man. You know, it's nuts.
Or baby selling drugs.
That too, honestly.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so now the thing about these vultures is that vultures have a natural defense mechanism.
Okay.
Whenever they feel threatened, They throw up.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. Teaching me something.
So, you got hundreds of vultures.
Right.
Around your house. And every time you leave your house or you walk to a different part of the house, these vultures are vomiting.
Just your all house over is the place. Covered in vulture vomit.
The owner said that it smelled like 1,000 rotting corpses.
What was dead at their house that was causing the vultures to be there?
What do you mean?
Vultures go to where dead things are. They don't just hang out for no reason.
Jonas, you're getting ahead of ourselves.
I mean, people know that.
Yeah, I know, but we're getting,
okay, all right,
we're
vomit.
Getting ahead of ourselves.
1,000 dead bodies.
So, eventually the vultures break into the swimming pool enclosure area.
Oh, like they bust in through like the glass ceiling and stuff?
Because, of course, why wouldn't a vulture want to use the pool, too? They were there first!
I've never met a vulture that didn't want to swim.
Right? Honestly, birds like water, so they're going to go for the water.
Yeah.
You know? And they even attack the family while they are trying to get them out of the pool enclosure, because once you break in and you're a dumbass bird, you don't know how to get back out.
Right. There's like a small hole.
Yeah, it's
like,
just a trap.
Right. It's a vulture trap.
Now, these vultures, their mouths are made to break bone and flesh.
Oh, right. Yeah, they got strong ass beaks.
So they started fighting to try to get the vultures, just to like get them out of the house, and they started attacking, and they attacked the family, and the vultures attacked each other. There was blood everywhere.
Oh my feathers. God. I want to see this horror movie. Right. Sounds like a great horror movie.
Alfred Hitchcock. It turns out that also this particular vulture is a protected species, so even killing them, which they could have done, it's illegal.
Right. It was like the seagulls that like were attacking them people in their house I was talking about a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So now, Jonas, what do you think? What do you think caused this? What?
There was something dead.
Well, Jonas, actually, it was a little old lady who decided to put out 20 bags or 20 pound bag of dog food out back her house to feed the vultures. Apparently, this little old lady had put out about 160 pounds of dog food a week.
Oh my God.
She had even been known to put whole roast chickens out in her backyard and was one time seen putting out trays of sandwiches on white bread.
Oh my God.
So she's the Antichrist.
Okay. Yeah. So this bitch was just. She's wanted vultures around her house all the time, then she died and the family got to adopt a vulture haven?
There's no proof that she was necessarily trying to feed the vultures particularly.
Right, I guess.
But maybe just animals in the neighborhood, raccoons.
Oh, my God. That's the worst idea. It's like at the skunks. Crazy Tom compound down the street, there were some guys throwing cat food in the road. And I'm like, bro, you want stray cats hanging out in front of the house all the time?
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Put a fucking bowl on your patio, dude.
Yeah. Don't do that either.
If you're going to do, they can all hang out on your fucking patio.
Yeah, because all of our patios are intercalactic, dude.
They're intercalactic.
And I don't want those cats coming down here like, oh, what can I get this at this apartment?
Yeah.
I mean, portion of the compound.
Yeah, this compound, man.
But apparently, this lady had even been seen in the swamp feeding alligators.
Oh my God, dude.
Which would actually got one of the alligators to the point that it became so dependent on human interaction for its nutrition.
Yeah.
That they had to capture it and put it down.
Oh my God. Did they call this old lady One Hand Ann?
No. I don't know her name.
She got a little close to the gators one day. They call her One Hand Ann. She's like, da 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 da.
I don't know what her name is. It's not One Hand Dan, I can promise you. I didn't feel like putting her name out there was necessary. But it is crazy that these people have to deal with these vultures for an indefinite amount of time.
Until they figure out there's no more food.
Yeah. Removing the vultures can be expensive, but it is doable. And one trick that I did learn from the article was that if one of the vultures were to die, vultures avoid their own dead.
Oh,
like the
okay.
plague. And as disgusting of creatures as they are for like eating dead bodies, they do not do cannibalism at all.
So they should just do anything they can to find a dead vulture and put it in their backyard.
Yeah, they actually said that they should maybe even get one from a taxidermist.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then they could just like
or call the city and be like, hey, if you find one on the highway, can you call me and throw it in my backyard, please?
Conventional forms were not working, man. They tried, they put even like an owl with like a robotic head. Vultures fucking tore that thing apart. They like ripped the head off of it. I was like,
oh my God, Scarecrow nothing.
I was like, these vultures are kind of cool.
All right. We got a few minutes left on the podcast today. We're out of stories. So a couple weeks ago, I told you I found on Reddit, if I can find it now, probably will never be able to. I almost
hit the camera that time.
It was a Ask Reddit thread that said, if I can find it, if written like a news report, what stories from the Bible would have been done by Florida Man? Is not a Bible-knowing guy.
You are not. Can I comment on the fact that Jonas does not use dark screen on his Reddit?
Dark screen?
Yeah. You don't use night mode?
Oh, do they have night mode?
No, I don't think it now.
No, I don't think this one has it, dude. Oh, I got themes.
Don't trust.
Bro, my life has changed. Maybe that's why my eyes hurt all the time. Dude, I'm going to night mode. So, I don't know much about the Bible, so I don't know what any of these stories are. So, since we have a few minutes, I'm going to go through the top comments. And, TNT, if you know what the fuck they're talking about, you let me know if it's right.
All right.
Florida man beats 1,000 men to death with donkey bone, gets regrettable haircut.
That is true, Samson.
Is that what he... That's what happened?
Pretty sure.
Okay. Florida man ties 300 foxes together, straps lit torch to each.
That is not true.
That is not true?
No.
Okay.
I don't recognize that one.
Florida man drives 2,000 pigs to mass suicide by drowning.
That absolutely happened.
Okay.
That was Noah.
Florida man tears lion apart with his bare hands after practicing on goats. Doesn't tell parents.
That absolutely happened. Samson again?
I don't know. Florida men sell brother into human trafficking and pretend he was killed by alligators.
Oh, that definitely happened. That wasn't Cain and Abel, but I know that was somebody. This is easy.
Yeah. Not for me. Easy for me. I have no clue. Florida man convinces neighbors to go into desert. Gets lost for 40 years.
Bible, dude. That's fucking Noah. No, not Noah. What's his name?
I don't know.
Moses.
Florida man gives 200 involuntary circumcisions, presents foreskins to father-in-law.
Yeah, that definitely happened. I don't remember who that is, but yeah, that happened.
Dude, the Bible has some crazy shit
in it,
dude.
What are you talking about, dude? Foreskins were delicacies.
Let's see.
Why would you present them?
I don't know.
Here's my bowl of foreskins.
Let's see.
I guess if you roasted them and gave them a hickory flavor.
Foreskins of hickory?
Barbecued foreskins.
Yeah.
They crunch when you pluck them.
Yeah, so that was like, Florida man gets crucified, walks it off.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Joe. Okay.
Is that what happened?
All right, yep. I think we're going to wrap it up once we start getting blasphemous on the episode.
Dude, that's from someone on the internet, dude.
No, I'm good, Jonas. Thanks.
All the other ones weren't blasphemous.
All right, we're wrapping it up.
No, I don't know. That I thought that was interesting because as someone who is not familiar with the Bible,
yeah,
dude, that just sounded crazy to me. I didn't realize there was so much crazy shit in the Bible, dude.
That shit sound crazy.
I was like, is this real or not?
Yeah, dude, the Bible's wild.
Yeah.
You should try it sometime.
Is it written in like that those sort of terms, or is it all like
code? It's a little code, but you can get variations on it that are more modernized, I guess.
Should we do a Crazy Town Bible, like the King James Bible?
No.
We won't be blasphemous.
Dude, I always joke about wanting a cult, Jonas, but I don't really want a cult.
Okay, right? I told you I'd help you get members.
Well, get on it.
That is the thing you should never say to me again. All right, everybody. That is all time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like, share, subscribe to our podcast. Check it out on wherever you're doing it, whether it's Twitch TV, twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia Live, on our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media, or you're just listening to us because you don't want to see our pretty faces anymore on Spotify or iTunes. But for Jonas
and TNT Dynamite,
we are